Now, as you've been hearing, heavy snowfall in parts of the country has made for hazardous driving conditions, with further freezing weather expected in the coming hours and days. A status orange rain and snow warning is in place for Cork, Kerry and Waterford until 5 p.m. today. A status orange snow and ice warning is also in effect for the same period in counties Carlow, Kilkenny, Laois, Offaly, Wicklow, Clare, Limerick and Tipperary. From 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. today, Carlow, Kilkenny, Laois, Offaly, Wicklow and Munster counties will be under a status orange snow and ice warning. Tens of thousands of people are also without electricity or water. The cold snap will continue into next week, with sub-zero temperatures making difficult driving conditions over the coming days. Well, we're joined on the line now by Keith Leonard from the government's National Coordination Group to tell us more. Good afternoon, Keith, and welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much. Good afternoon, Justin.
And this is a weather event which has so far mainly affected the southern half of the country. Can you bring us up to date with the situation as it stands so far?
Yeah, Justin, as you've pointed out, that the southern half of the country has been severely impacted, really. Kerry, Clare, Tipperary, Limerick, that kind of general area, affected by, you know, very severe snowfall over last night. And that kind of weather conditions are going to continue for most of the day today, with that snow, as I say, spreading across towards Carlow, Wicklow, that kind of band across the country.
And looking ahead then into the coming hours, what can we expect later this evening?
So really a lot more of that heavy snowfall across the country, and really kind of a very mixed kind of conditions between sleet, snow and rainfall across the country. But what we're going to see, I think, are really very difficult travelling conditions for much of the country today. And I suppose one of our key messages, Justin, today would be, you know, people who have discretion not to undertake particularly car journeys today might put them off until tomorrow. Obviously, critical infrastructure employees and essential services have to be out there on the roads today to travel to work and indeed to provide services in their communities. We would ask people who don't have to be out there maybe to consider delaying their journeys until tomorrow.
And I know some roads were impassable in County Limerick last night. Is it likely that there will be further disruption in terms of roads becoming impassable in the coming hours?
I think so. One of the key challenges for Transport Infrastructure Ireland and for the local authorities is trying to treat those roads in those very mixed conditions where you have sleet and then it turns back to rain, which dilutes the effect of the salt treatment across the roads. So treating the roads will be difficult. And I think it's an important point to make that even where roads are treated, they still pose a hazard in these kind of very cold conditions.
Will schools reopen tomorrow?
Yeah, schools will reopen tomorrow, but boards of management and principals may take the decisions locally to close schools where the school grounds themselves or access to the schools are posed a difficulty or can't be accessed. And the Department of Education are providing guidance to schools on how to make those decisions.
And for people who are in those areas, those worst affected areas, then when will they find out whether or not those schools are going to open?
Well, I know school principals and boards of management are looking at the conditions this afternoon, this evening. But for some schools, those decisions may not be issued until quite late on, because it depends on when the weather comes and when the impacts happen.
OK. Now, we also know that a number of homes are without power and without water. So I don't know if you can tell us more about that.
Yeah, we heard from ESB Networks this morning that 28,000 homes were without power and since 4,000 have been restored. I know that ESB have stated that they have their full crews out today working to maximise the number of people that they can bring back into the system, and hopefully that will also improve the issues in relation to water treatment facilities coming back online quickly as well. I can't give absolute details, but the general sense was that this work could continue throughout the day.
And are you also concerned about the possibility of flooding in the coming hours?
That's always a concern. Thankfully, there is some capacity in the river systems to absorb the rainfall that's happening. And again, it's a dynamic situation. It depends on how much of this falls as rain and how much falls as snow. But we're certainly keeping an eye on that piece.
Okay. And for tomorrow then, if the temperatures are freezing again overnight, obviously the roads will be icy. So there is the biggest concern, I suppose, is for people who are travelling tomorrow morning then.
Yeah, difficult travelling conditions tomorrow morning. There's no doubt about that. And again, just for people who will have to travel tomorrow, to plan your journey and to give yourself a little bit of extra time and to slow down tomorrow morning in particular.
Okay.
Also, just to say, to keep an eye on vulnerable people in the community, on Garda Síochána, the Voluntary Emergency Services, local authorities are certainly looking at that piece. But the people who are best position to help are friends and people in the community.
And I suppose especially where there are power cuts, that those people might need a bit of extra care. But Keith Leonard from the government's National Coordination Group, thank you for speaking with us this afternoon. Let's go now to Aoife Keighley, meteorologist with Met Éireann, and get the most up-to-date picture. Aoife, thank you for joining us. Can you tell us what the weather situation is right now then across the country?
Hi, Justin. Thank you. Yes, so we have continued outbreaks of rain, sleet and snow across much of the country at the moment. So particularly in those areas, as Keith mentioned, across the southern half of the country, in parts of South Leinster and Munster, there have been further falls of sleet and snow for the, we would say, the early half of today, which has led to even further accumulations there. Elsewhere, this has mostly fallen as a mixture of rain and sleet. But even still, as the day goes on, we may see this transition more increasingly to snow. Now, across the west and the northwest, though, so particularly in Connacht and Donegal, we'll see most of this will begin to clear in the coming hours. So conditions won't be just as bad there.
And what can we expect then as the evening progresses, Aoife? Are we likely to see further snowfall in the southern part of the country?
Yes, so as the evening goes on and as we move into early tonight, there will be further falls of sleet and snow, particularly across Leinster, Munster, even into Cavan and Monaghan. Now, in those areas across the southern half of the country, they are still likely to be the worst affected areas. As the day goes on, there may be increasing amounts of snowfall even further south along the south coast, which thus far has really only seen rainfall. And this is just going to add to the accumulations that have already fallen in those areas. And as well in parts of the east, which so far, again, have mainly seen sleet and rain, there may be some more localised falls of snow, which may result in accumulations. And as you heard there, with conditions turning very cold tonight, anything that does fall, even if it's just rain, it is going to freeze very early tonight and lead to very treacherous conditions out there, icy conditions, pretty much nationwide by tomorrow morning.
Okay. How long will this icy blast last for then?
Yeah, so it looks like much of the working week is going to be very cold. So there is that nationwide yellow low temperature and ice warning out until Thursday afternoon. That's because conditions are going to stay bitterly cold. Nighttime temperatures will be well below freezing. So nighttime temperatures possibly falling below even minus 5 degrees in some parts during the week. And daytime temperatures at times will struggle to get above 1 or 2 degrees in some places. And that means there's going to be very little chance for thaw of any ice that will develop in the coming days, which is going to just make those conditions even more difficult, especially for people who are out, we say, driving, cycling, walking, travelling to and from work and school.
Okay. All right, Aoife. Thank you very much for that information. That's Aoife Keighley from Met Éireann. Let's go now to Irish Rail. Well, first of all, Bus Éireann have told us that over 30 of its services have been cancelled so far today, most of which had been routes to and from Limerick. They include individual services connecting the city to Waterford, Mitchelstown, Tralee, Cashelnina, Ballybunion and Kilfinan. Well, also services to and from Killarney have been affected. Let's get a view on what's happening on the rail network now. Barry Kenny from Éireannród Éireann is on the line. Barry, is snow affecting any of your services?
Justin, thankfully, all routes that have been operating. Our team were out from the early hours. We had, I suppose, kind of empty trains out in advance of our scheduled services to make sure that everything was operational and the full network is open. Okay. We do have some issues in the Limerick area simply in terms of the getting staff in and out of the station, which is impacting some Limerick to Limerick Junction services. But as I say, the full network is operating, thankfully, notwithstanding the weather conditions.
All right. And you have capacity, Barry, because I know some of the, obviously, some of the bus services have been cancelled. So perhaps there's if there's an opportunity for people to get the train, the services are still running. Do you have capacity?
We have capacity, and I suppose, look, people are putting their journeys off, to be fair. They're heeding the safety messages about considering whether journeys are essential. But it does mean that the trains probably are a little bit less busy than they ordinarily would be on a weekend. So we have capacity. People need to switch from other modes to the rail network.
All right. That's good to know, Barry Kenny from Éireann Rail Éireann. Thank you. Thousands of people, as we've been hearing, are without water this afternoon due to the bad weather. Let's get an update now and speak with Margaret Attridge, Head of Water Operations at Uisce Éireann. Margaret, how many people are currently without water and what are the areas affected?
Good morning, Justin. Yes, earlier this morning we had about 30,000 people without water, but thanks to our crews being up and out early and good work that they've done with our local authority partners, clearing roads, taxes, treatment plants with the ESB to get power restored and visiting the sites to get our water treatment plants and pumping stations back in production. We've now got that number without water down to around 7,000. However, there does remain a risk to further, we estimate 26,000 people where our reservoir levels are low. That's either where we've just recently returned the treatment plants back in operation and we need time for those reservoirs to build, or it's where we're seeing really, really high demand in areas and the reservoir levels are low.
Okay. And so what are those areas, Margaret, that you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, sorry. The areas that are primarily impacted are across Tipperary and Limerick now. The areas at risk would be from Wexford, Carlow, Kilkenny and down into North Kerry. And look, the reservoir levels, the demand in these areas is really, really high. So what we are asking people to do is conserve water. To check their premises for leaks, and if they do see leaks on the public roads, to report them into us through our call centre on 1800 278 278. But what's really important is people avoid running taps, because this is really what we are seeing is that this is really draining down our reservoirs, and it could result in a lot wider spread of outages across the country. So if people could avoid running taps and really just, you know, within water usage in their own house, just be mindful of the uses to allow water to be kept for essential purposes throughout the day.
All right, Margaret, thank you very much for that. That's Margaret Attridge from Uisce Éireann. Now, tomorrow is the beginning of the new school term, but will some schools have to close because of adverse weather conditions? Well, we can talk to Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. Paul, thank you for being with us. What advice have you been given in relation to the whether schools can reopen or not tomorrow?
Good afternoon, Justin. I suppose the Department of Education have communicated with all schools, and the message is schools will open if it's safe for them to do so. And the decision to close will be made locally, I suppose. But what principals and maybe caretakers will be doing today is they'll be trying to get in and around their school building to check the electricity, check the water, the heating, all of that to make sure that the premises is safe. They'll be heeding the advice from Met Éireann and from the transport providers to see if their own premises is safe and if it's safe for them to bring staff and students out on the roads and into school. And they'll be trying to make an early decision on that.
Yes. So when are decisions likely to be made in relation to closures then?
Well, if the word they get now is around electricity or heating, a decision could be made now. But it's likely that they will wait to see if there's a thaw, if there's a freeze overnight, if there's more accumulations of snow. The weather warning due to end in certain areas at 5 and other areas at 8. Principals will be liaising with their chair of their board of management, with principals locally, and trying to make a decision either late this evening or very early tomorrow.
to ensure people don't travel if they don't need to.
And might there be some delayed openings in some cases then?
There may be some delayed openings, but there is an issue in relation to the transport providers in rural schools may not be able to accommodate a later pickup for certain schools. But if that was an option, schools would potentially look at that and see, as daylight comes tomorrow, would that ease a thaw and make it easier for travelling. Okay.
All right, Paul, thank you very much for that. That's Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. Well, let's get some further information now. And one of the worst affected counties for snow last night was County Limerick. And John Gannon is Senior Roads Engineer for Limerick City and County Council. John, thank you for joining us. How much snow fell in Limerick last night?
Thanks for having me on your programme. We had significant falls of snow across the county. The greatest of those were along the East Kerry and Limerick border, and along the North Cork and Limerick border towards South Tip. The snow accumulations were in the order of 12 inches in, say, the likes of Tournefulla, Mount Cannons, Carrickkerry, Kempagantown.
Okay, and your crews were out through the night. Are the roads around the county clear now? Are they all passable?
The main arteries are clear at this moment in time. So, for example, the national secondary routes are clear and the priority region roads are being worked on at present.
And I know you had some trouble last night on the N21. A number of cars got stuck on that road last night. What happened there?
Well, I suppose it's just because that section of road between Old Barna and Templeganton is quite elevated, and there was significant accumulations of snow there, and there was a lot of commuter traffic, and that traffic got stuck, and as a consequence our crews were deployed to try and free that traffic, which caused a bit of an issue for ourselves in terms of trying to plough the snow from the road.
And you managed to get those people out, did you? Everybody safe?
We did indeed, yes. And we had to close the road for a period of time to do that with the assistance of the Gardaí.
Okay, and the week ahead then, it'll make for further bad conditions on the roads around County Limerick.
The expectation and the forecast for next week is not good, with very low temperatures, which is going to make driving conditions very difficult at best, but treacherous, I suspect. And I would ask your listeners if they could take or would not take any unnecessary journeys, because these conditions are going to be very difficult and treacherous. All our crews at present are extremely busy, and I think it's unreasonable and unnecessary for people to put unnecessary burdens on these crews and the Blue Light Emergency Services.
Indeed, they need a clear run if they have to have it. John Gannon, Senior Roads Engineer with Limerick City and County Council, thank you for speaking with us today. We can go to Cork now and speak with Civil Engineer for Cork County Council, Mark O'Sullivan. Mark, what is the situation on the roads around the border areas in County Cork at the moment?
Good afternoon, Justin. Thanks for having me on. So, look, it's been a multi-hazard event across Cork. We've had significant rain in West Cork, and we've had significant amounts of snow falling in our North Cork area, particularly around areas like Mallow, Buttevant, Newmarket and Drumina. Some of our key routes are affected, like the N20 and N72 national routes, and our crews are on the ground working to clear them. All our main routes are passable at the moment. But as I said, we're dealing with ongoing evolving situation of lots of rain in the west of the county and snow in the north of the county falling. So we're continuing to work on the situation, and our crews are out there on the ground.
Is there also a risk of flooding in County Cork, Mark?
Yeah, we're monitoring that at the minute, Justin. We've had heavy rain. We've had about 60 mils of rainfall in West Cork last night. We have some localised flooding on one or two roads in West Cork, which our crews are actively monitoring at the moment, and we continue to monitor that situation because there's further rainfall forecast for today.
All right, Mark O'Sullivan from Cork County Council, thank you very much for speaking with us today. We'll bring you more weather updates later in the programme, but after the break, we'll have the first of our New Year's party leader interviews and speak with Michael Collins, the leader of Independent Ireland.